Bishop Farrell says more than 40% of the Dallas Diocese's 1.2 million Catholics are of Latin origin, and he says Jorge Bergoglio from Argentina understands struggle and poverty, and that will resonate with many. And Bishop Farrell says the name he chose is significant.
And I think the fact that he chose Francis, which is poverty, which is care and simplicity, I mean, they're the rules of St. Francis. And I personally feel and think that this is just a fantastic moment in the life of the church.
Monsignor Michael Olson is rector of the Holy Trinity Seminary in Irving.
He's known very much for his humility around Buenos Aires. I mean, traveling to different things by bus. Not uncommon to see him in a coffee shop, not uncommon to see him in a bookstore. Very scholarly, but not, I would say, distant and professorial.
At Guadalupe Cathedral in downtown Dallas, Catholic Peter Munoz hopes the new pope takes steps to make the church more inclusive.
I'm hoping that the new pope might be able to move the church in a new direction, possibly a little more moderate, a little less conservative. I have no problem with the old values, but I sometimes think the Catholic Church it can be not as welcoming.
In his role as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Pope Francis opposed abortion and gay marriage and in 2010 called gay adoption a form of discrimination against children. He was also a strong champion of the poor during Argentina's economic crisis over the last decade. Monsignor Olson expects a new emphasis on what's called shoe leather evangelism from Pope Francis. Bishop Farrell says he expects the new pope to do great things for the church. B.J. Austin, KERA News.